This Shabbos, Mirtz Hashem, we will be learning Parsha Chodesh. That's the Parsha in Parshas Bay, Perek Yud Beis, starting from Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Chaf. The Parsha starts off, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Reish Chodashim, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which the Rebbeinu Shloim gave to Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim to be Mekadesh Chodesh Nisan. And it goes on to discuss the halachas of Karban Pesach, the halachas of the Yontif of Pesach, and the halachas of Chametz and Matzah. We find two mahalchim in the Achreinim. Why is it that we lay in Parsha Chodesh the week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Mishabura brings Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh. That the Iker is that first Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Reish Chodashim, to remind us of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, all the Limudim, Klal Yisrael, Uma B'fnei Atzmai, being Meine from the Levana, this mitzvah which was given to precede the first Yontif of Pesach, the Akrav Karban Pesach, although Bezkin was Mekadesh the Chodesh every single month, but Nisan, in Mitzrayim, was the first time that Bezin was Mekadesh the Chodesh, and therefore, as a Zecher to the Kiddush HaChodesh, we lay in the Parashas HaChodesh, the Iker Pasuk being HaChodesh Zeh Lochem Reish Chodashim, and others say that the Iker is the end of the Parasha, the Halachas of Karban Pesach, the Halachas of Chametz U'Matzah, the Yontif of Pesach, to help us prepare for the Yontif of Pesach. And L'chayr is a Nafkimina L'Halacha. It's before in the Paiskim by Parashas Para that if one lanes the Parasha and they miss the second half, the Chalik where it talks about actually sprinkling the Mechatas, one is not Yetza, because since the Iker part of Parashas Para is not the Akrav of the Para, but rather the Halachas of how to Metahir, the Tmei Meis. So therefore, if one does not lane those psukim, so that's ma'akev in the kriya, and it must be laned again. So too, what happens if a person starts on pasuk gimel, he doesn't lane the pasuk of achayish zel lochem, or vice versa, he just lanes the first few psukim, and he doesn't lane the psukim which are negated to the akrovas karban pesach, of baking matzah, of the yontif pesach. So what happens? Was he yay to the mitzvah of Parashat Chodesh or not? Does the Sefer Torah have to be taken out of the Aron and laned again? Chayr, that would be totally on what the Iker of Parashat Chodesh is, the beginning of HaChodesh Zeh Lochem, or rather the end, the halachas of Chametz, Matzah, Pesach, and Karban Pesach. I wanted to share with the Olam, since the Shaila, which is the Iker, I want to share with the Olam a brief ha'ara on each part. The mitzvah HaChodesh Zeh Lochem Reish Chodashim, the Iker mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ramban brings down, it seems from the Ramban, that this is a deraisa deka halacha. It's not nimna in the Tariq mitzvahs by itself. It's an onuf of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ramban learns that HaChodesh Zeh Lochem Reish Chodashim is a bazundra mitzvah sheyimnu oisei Yisrael Chodesh Rishon, that Klal Yisrael should count Nisan as the first month, umimenu yimnu kol hachadashim, and from Nisan you count all the other months, Sheni, Shlishi, ad tashlum hashana, the way we count is 1, 2, 3, starting from Nisan, year becomes 2, Sivan becomes 3. Why was the Torah mechayev us to count from Nisan? K'dei sheyu zeh zikaron b'nei sagadol, that this should remind us of the great Nes. Ki b'chol eish she'nazker hachadoshim, when we mention the name of the month, we call Chodesh Rishon, we call it Chodesh Hasheni, we start thinking, first, second, third, fourth, what is the first, second, third, and fourth of? It's not the first, second, third, and fourth of the year, as Ramban goes on to say, she'ein minyan hazeh l'shana, she'ei t'chilas hashana mitshreisein mitishrei. Years count from Tishrei. Unlike Lahavdal in the Goyish calendar, January is called the first month because the first month of the year, Nisan is not the first month of the year. So therefore, it jogs our memory. The first to what? And we remember the first two Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the mitzvah to count the months from Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban goes on to say that this mitzvah to count the months of the year, Nisan being number one, to remind us of the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, 1 month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, 2 months of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the way we are told to call and to name months. The Ramban goes on to say, Ki b'tchila lo yhoyul hem shemes eslenim. The months of the year didn't have names by Klal Yisrael. Fakert, the Pashas Mashmois, the Ramban was that they Dafka didn't have months, have names. We Dafka want to call them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We want to Dafka call them Dafka numbers to remember the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara tells us that Shemes HaChadoshim Alu Yimonu Mibavel, that the names of the month came up with us with Bavel, and Zokter Aman Avakasher Alina Mibavel, when Klai Zok came up from Bavel, Viniskayim Ashomer HaKosav, the pasuk which Yirmiyahu Hanavi says, "Lo yomer oid chay Hashem asher hela bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki im chay Hashem asher hela v'shehavias bnei Yisrael me'eretz Sofin." The Torah says that we will no longer focus on the Yitzim Mitzrayim, but rather we will focus on the fact that the Rebbe Yisrael took Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Sofin. The Gemara in Brachas says that this pasuk is going on in the Gula Asida. The Ramban learns that this pasuk is going on Golos Bavel. And there's a mitzvah al pi nevuah over here to make a zecher, a constant zecher to the Geula Shnia, to the fact that Klal Yisrael came back out of Bavel and built the second base of Mikdash. The way we're mekayim this inyan, Zokter Ramban, is Chazarnu l'kriya chadoshim b'shem shenikro b'eretz Bavel. Klal Yisrael started calling the months like they were called in Bavel. Where does it come to Klal Yisrael? Bavli names for our months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, all Bavli names. Where do we pick up Bavli names for our months? It's Lahazkir to remind us. Kishama Madnu. By doing so, we remember that we were there. Umisham Helanu Hashem Yisbarach. And from there, the Rebbe Yisrael took us out. Ki elu ha-shemes nisen ir v'zulosan shemes parsiim. They come from Bavel. V'lo yim tzirak v'sifrei neviyei Bavel. These names appear in Tanakh. Zechariah, Ezra, Nehemiah, Megillas Esther. And therefore, and he goes right there, he says, even out of Yayim, the Goyim in those countries call the months by these names. And therefore, by doing so, we remember the Gula Hashnia, Kasha Sinu Adhena Barishaina, that we remember the second Gula the same way by naming them, by naming the months by numbers, we remember the Gula Rishaina. That's the Ramban. Now, there seems to be two basic mahalchim in how to understand the Ramban, and based on the first understanding of the Ramban, it brings us to another understanding of the Ramban. What happened? What's the pshat that the months until Golos Bavel had numbers, and now they were given names? The shaila is l'chayra. You can't go ahead and change a mitzvah in atayra. You can't go ahead and change a mitzvah in atayra. So, what is the shinui over here? What exactly happened? What was this gzeiras hanavi Yirmiyahu hanavi to have a zecher of Yitzias Golos Bavel? How could a navi go ahead and change a mitzvah d'oraisa? So, there are two basic mahalchim. The Sefer HaIkrim understands that the Navi totally changed the mitzvah. We'll discuss in a minute how. The Hainu, that until now, the mitzvah was to name the months by number, and now Mikanu Lahaba, there is no mitzvah to go ahead and to call the months by numbers anymore. The pasuk of Chai Hashem, that Lo Yomer Oid Asher Hela Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Ki Im Chai Hashem Shehela Behavius Bnei Yisrael Eretz Sofein, the mitzvah changed. The mitzvah changed. Till now the mitzvah was to remember Gaul's Mitzrayim, and now the mitzvah changed, and the mitzvah is to remember Gaulus Bavel, the Gula from Gaulus Bavel. L'chari, the way it has to be understood is, Avad, the mitzvahs can't change, but the pshat is that the Iker Din of Achayiz Alechem Reish Chadashim is the way Klal Yisrael counts time, is Zeichad L'Nes. The way Klal Yisrael counts time is Zeichad L'Nes, and therefore, although the Nes, therefore the Nes that has to be commemorated, that decides the correct way and the correct version to name the months. But I'll call upon him the way the Ramban learns, and the Chassam Sefer the Tshuva, the way the Sefer Ikrim learns, and the Chassam Sefer the Tshuva also seems to learn like that, that the mitzvah changed. And therefore, Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah is to call them by months, months by names, not to call them by number. According to the Chassam Sefer, and according to the Ikrim, that the mitzvah now is to call the months by the names, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and not by the numbers. So, if one were to write in a get or an aksuba, instead of writing the name of the month, they would write the number. One can dan. Is it kosher or is it apostle? There definitely would not be a shaila to write on a check January as number one, because at this point we are no longer makbid on numbers, rather we are makbid on names. However, Rav Minyan of the Paiskim disagree very strongly with the Sefer Ikrim and the Chassam Sefer in Tshuva. The Minchas Chinuch, the Sefer Get Pashut, the Abar Benel, the Iyun Yaakov on Ein Yaakov, they all write very clearly the Avad of the Mitzvah did not change. However, the Hisafa was to go ahead and to call the months by name, besides for the numbers subscribed by the Torah, also to give them names. That is the Deya of Rav Paiskim. And the emes is that it goes very good with the Gemara and Brachas, because although the Ramban uses his pasuk, L'Yemer Oid, Chai Hashem, Ashehelo Vashehevi Meres Mitzrayim, but also that Ashehelo Vashehevi Meres Asafen, the Ramban brings out a Golos Bavel. The Gemara and Brachas uses pasuk talking about when Mashiach comes, and the Gemara says that even though one will have to mention the Yitzias Mashiach coming, but the mitzvah of Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim is still b'mkayim edes, like we say by the Seder, Lahavili Meisa Mashiach, and the Gemara brings this pasuk, Dahainu that Yitzias Mitzrayim will be the Tafel and the Gula Sidu will be the Iker, Al Koponim, the Taitra of the pasuk, although the Ramban is arguing with the Gemara on what is it referring to, but in Taitch of Pasuk, the Pasuk doesn't mean a total bittel. And therefore, the G'dayli Achreidim learn that Avada both are true. That one counts months by number from Nisan and by name with the names of Golos Bavel. However, it seems that there are two nischois in the G'dayli Achreidim how to understand these two concepts. The Abar Menel learns, and the Truas Binyan Shlema learns black and white, that the mitzvah is to say both. The mitzvah is to say Chaydish Rishayin Hu Chaydish Nisan. And the Binyan Shlema says, he's matzvi on the minig, that when we bench Rish Chaydish, we say Rish Chaydish Nisan, Yeh B'yema Chamishi, we should say Rish Chaydish Nisan. We should say Rish Chaydish Nisan, Chaydish HaRishayin, Rish Chaydish Nisan, Yeh B'yema Chamishi. The Haina, that we have to say both the number and the name. And if we don't say both the number and the name, so that we are not be mekayim this halacha properly, that is the Truas Binyan Shlema. The Bashmois or the Barbanel is like that. The Binyan Shlema asks, how come our minig by k'shtaris, by k'subis, by gittin, is that we don't write the number? And he brings various terutzim, since we write the year, so therefore it will be confusing to people that the shtaris they wrote from the Malchus, this old minig from when Klai Yisrael's Meshubah to the Malchus, and therefore it was difficult. But Al Kolponim and the Pesukim in Nehemiah, which only mention months, in Megillus Esther it says, B'chaydish Rishayin, B'chaydish Nisan, B'chaydish Neymasar, B'chaydish Hadar. So that's being Mekayim, this halacha to mention both. The Arpsukim and Nehemiah, which don't mention both, they just mention the Parsi month. And the Sefer, he's been miyash of all these kashas. It does seem from the pashtus of the Abarbanel also that he wants you to mention both. And le'umazeh, in the Minchas Chinuch, in Shin Yud Aleph, and in the Get Pashat, it seems that the mitzvah is not to use a different number to the Jewish months. However, there is no chiv to go ahead and to name call months by number. So again, let's just recap. The Ramban says that HaChodesh Zalachem Reish Chadashim, that the Yiddish months are counted from Nisan. And what's really coming out, if you think about it, is that the Machlik has had to understand the Ramban. The Binyan Shleim is understanding that the mitzvah is not only stam, don't use other numbers, don't subscribe other numbers to the months other than months from then counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Don't start a different counting point to start counting from. Like the Binyan Shleima, the mitzvah is to go ahead and name the months: first month, second month, third month, fourth month, fifth month. According to the other Paiskim, the Torah is more of a minia, so to say. What the Torah is saying is, don't count from elsewhere. But if you want to give names, that's perfectly fine. And according to the Minchas Chinuch, that's exactly what happened by Golos Bavel. They added names. Avada, today, we have names as well as numbers. But according to the Minchas Chinuch and the Get Pashat, you can very well call it by a name as long as you don't call it by the wrong number. According to Binyan Shleim, according to Abernel, you're supposed to call the month both by the name and by the number. We also mentioned that the Sefer Ikrim holds that there is no chiyuv klal uklal to call months bizman hazeh by the numbers. Even the wrong numbers, l'chayr, should be allowed. And we said that the G'dayli HaPaiskim argue on it. It's Yitachin to say that the Sefer Ikrim and the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva understood like the Binyan Shleima. The Hainu that the mitzvah l'chatchila was to call the months by number. So if the mitzvah is to call the months by number, you can't turn around and just give them names. So therefore you have to learn that the mitzvah changed. Masha'enkein, the G'dayli Achreinim learned l'shitasam, that there was never a mitzvah to call by the number. The whole mitzvah was not to call by the wrong number. So since the whole mitzvah was not to call by the wrong number, so then, if you want to add names, that is perfectly fine. And that is the minig to add names, as long as you don't call by the wrong number, and therefore there's no reason to say that the mitzvah had to change. Because the mitzvah was never to originally call by number. It was enough to, the whole mitzvah was like Israel say, don't count wrong. So therefore, adding names is not Maila u Mayrd. But that's what we're holding. We have a Ramban, which is telling you they now count the wrong number, a chiyuv, the kol numbers. Bizman hazeh, we have a extra hayra to call them by the names of Prasim to remember Gula from Golas Bavel. And Rei Pesim hold, you don't have to call them by number. Also, the Binyan Shleimer says they have to call the names by number also. The big question is it mutter to write on a check? One for January, two for February. Or is that being mevatel, this inyan of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? The Sam Sefer in Teres Meish and Parshas Bay. So the Sam Sefer Taka makes a mecha, and the Sam Sefer writes, "Vizet teichachas musar shenichtav mechtav mukhdeim yom rishon b'shabbos v'chodesh rishon l'chayil al brias ha'olam." That the Sam Sefer says that it's a teichachas megula that we have to write. First of all, he says you shouldn't write Sunday. He says there's a mitzvah zochor yom Shabbos l'kadshrei. You should write yom rishon b'Shabbos, and you should write chodesh harishon. The date that you have to write is the chodesh harishon. You have to write the month by number. L'choyd al bria so'elam l'itzias mitzrayim. The loichas v'shalom k'mispar m'shlom so'elam. One is not allowed to write the numbers of the goyim. One writes the numbers of the goyim. One is mevatel this mitzvah of hachodesh hazeh lachem. It's brought down that the stifler of Chayin Kiesu were makbid to write the name of the month, not to write the number. But my is the truth of Rav Ozner, the truth of Dayan Yitzchak, they both say, Berech the same Yisoid, that the Isser is in Jewish months to ascribe other numbers. The Hainu, to go ahead and to say that Tishrei is number one and Chesh number two, that would be Usser. But to go ahead and to take a whole bunch of Zachin, which they're not even really months, the Goyim call them months, have nothing to do with the moon, there's nothing that happens every 31 days, the random arbitrary Zachin, we'd rather use the word months because it's about the same size as the lunar cycle. It's not even a month, whatever it is, it's a 30-31 day piece of time, which isn't even... There's nothing physical happens in the solar system or the lunar system. It's not a month, Michal. So therefore, the same way you can go ahead and name your pickles 1, 2, 3, 4, what the Goyim call months is Bechlal not a month. It's not Bechlal the Isser to name other months. Or it's not even a real month to go name them with numbers that the Goyim do. The Isser is to take months, real months, lunar cycles, and attribute them other numbers other than counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That would be the Isser. Stipulu Zor, but the Minhag HaPashut is to be made. That's the Ha'ara, which they gave to the first mitzvah, Pasuk Beis, HaChayish Zelachem, Reish Chadashim. Just wanted to mention one other Nakuda. Later on in the parasha, we shmartim es hamatzis. We learn the mitzvah of shmiras hamatzah. The poskim ask a steer in Shulchan Aruch. It's a tofn and dalet. It's mavur in Shulchan Aruch and machleikus. From when does the shmirah have to start? There are those who say you need shmurim mishas katsira. There are those who say that you need shmurim mishas tchina, and there are those who say that it's enough shmurim mishas lisha. In Simon Tov Samach, the Mechaber brings that the Losh and the Eifa of the Matzah, the one who kneads and bakes the Matzah, has to be a Yisrael Gadol, has to be a Yisrael who is over a mitzvah, not a Goy, not a Cheir Shait of a Katan, because since it has to be done Lishma, that we know, a guy cheshet the cotton, a lav b'nei l'shma ninu, they're not mechavim l'shma, so shayla gadlom el gabov, yisroim el gabov, al kapana, they're not b'nei l'shma, and therefore they cannot be the bakers of the matzah, the kneaders of the matzah. Pele gadol, because l'chayra, if there's a serious tzad, that one needs shmira mishas tchina, one needs shmira mishas kitzira, so how come the Mechaber is Stam Soisim, and he says that the Losh and the Oifah have to be a Yisrael Gadol, L'chaira, according to Mad Yom Nitchina L'shma, the Teichon should have to be Yisrael Gadol. According to Mad Yom Nitzira L'shma, then you should also need Yisrael Gadol to be the Kaitzer. There are two basic Mahalchim in the Achreinim. There are those Achreinim who say, the Goyin B'cholom, Ein Achanami. Ein Achanami. If you're holding the Shmur Mishas Tchina, then the Teichon has to be Gadol B'Yisrael, being Mechavim L'Shma. And if you're holding Shmur Mishas Tzira, the Kaitzer has to be a Gadol Yisrael, being Kaitzer L'Shma. And this is why Anshei Maisa are Noig, the Halacha says, on Rechaim Shalyad, Tchina B'Yad, to make sure that the Teichon should be a Yisrael Gadol in order to go ahead and to make sure you have Tchina L'Shma, Alidei Yisrael Gadol, in order to be Yotze, this Yishuv, for this Kasha. Maisa Agav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bir Halacha says, that if you have a Rechaim Shalmayim, which goes by itself, and a Yisrael Gadol pours in the kernels, he's the Teichon, not the Mayim. And therefore his Lashma makes it in Tchina Lashma. The only time where it's a problem of Tchina Shalei Lashma will be if there are Goyim, who are turning the mill, or there are animals who are turning the mill. So, being that that's the case, l'chayra, our electric grinders, l'chayra should always be considered to be a proper tchina l'shma, and l'chol hadeis, it should be good. It should be considered to be tchina yishol gadol, if yishol gadol puts in the wheat l'shma. But al kaponim, that's the mahalach of the goyin and other achreinim. It's a famous taz. The taz wants to learn that shmir l'shma is two chalakim. It has the shmira and a l'shma, and it has the asiyah l'shma, the shame l'shma, which has to be chal on the matzah. And therefore, he says that b'shas t'tchil b'shas t'ktzira, the oise doesn't have to be the shemer. Somebody else could go ahead and be shemer, and the goy will be the teichon of the kaitzer. Masha'enkein, by when we come to lisha ve'elech, so there, besides the din of shmir l'shma, there's the din of asiyah l'shma, to be chal the l'shem matzah and the matzah, and therefore, that's why, even if you're holding shmur m'shas k'tzira and shmur m'shas t'china, as long as the matzah was lush, and nefil, l'shem matzah is mitzvah, it's good enough. And it seems that the minhag ha'olam is like the taz to be makad be'ikar, the lishma should be from the tchina, from the lisha and the asiyah, ayidei yisrael gadol. That's the minhag ha'poshet. And the Kohanim will ask on the taz that one pasuk, shmartem es ha'matzos, you have to be shaming the matzos. Where does it say two dinim? That you have to not only be shaming the matzah, but you also have to be oyseh it l'shma l'shem matzah, to make the chalos l'shma in the matzah. What are these two dinim, that part is shmir and part is asiyah? That's the kasha on the taz. I just wanted to share with the olam a yishuv to the stira. But first the hakdama. Really the taz be'etzman shells a little bit in this hakdama. That l'chayr, the whole parsha of asiyah l'shma is taka apela. Why in the world should the Losh and the Oife have to be a Yisrael Gadol? Bishleim by a get, it has to be written by a Yisrael Gadol. I understand, because the mitzvah of get is the kasav law, the ksiva has to be l'shma, the kasav law. Tzitzis has to be made a Yisrael Gadol, the osulahem tzitzis. So therefore, the din asiyah has to be l'shma. By matzah, there's no din asiyah l'shma, there's din ashmir l'shma. So who cares who the isa is? All I should care is who the shamer is. Let the guy be kaitzer, let the guy be teichen, let the guy be losh, let the guy be oifeh. As long as the Yisrael is standing on top of it, making sure that it's l'shma, and he's being sure it's nachametz, he's being shamer it, and that Yisrael is being shamer will think l'shma, so I'll have a shmir l'shma, I'll have a shmir l'shma, and therefore everything will be wonderful, and the Yisrael God will be shamer l'shma, and your matzah will be kosher. Who cares who the isa is? How did the isa get involved? There's no din asiyah in matzah. Fakir, the taz had was mechadish, a new din asiyah in matzah. But kipshutah, the whole halach and siman tov samach is a pella. Why in the world do you need an asiyah l'shma? L'chayr, all you need is shmir l'shma. Why does the shemer have to be the isa? Because the Goyin's also agreeing that the shemer and the isa have to be the same person. Why bechlal does the shemer have to be the isa? That's the mechaskenes kasha. That's the kasha. So luli dim stafina, yigetaina ma'ak shmakazach. You can say it like this, the Enochanami. When it comes to Ktsira and it comes to Tchina, what's the Iker job of the Shema? The Iker job of the Shema is make sure that no water whatsoever comes close to these kernels. So the Avada, the Shema does not have to be the Isa. The Isa will go ahead and do the Asiel, do the Ktsira, do the Tchina. The Shema is the man, the person standing around, standing there, watching right, left, front, top, back, checks before him to make sure it's dry, make sure no water is coming in contact. He's going ahead basically making sure that no water is coming close to the matzah and coming close to the kernels, and he's the shamer, and he'll be Yisrael Gadol, he'll be the Shema. L'chayr, that's only maspik until the dough gets wet. Once you hit Lisha, the shamer, someone stands there, he's watching. What's he watching? You can watch from hype his bargain. The longer you watch, the more it's going to come. It has to go ahead and the longer you watch, the more it becomes chametz. The ikar avodah over here is to keep on moving it to the oven as quickly as you possibly can. That gufa is the ma'isa shmira. Right now, there's water in the flour. It's going to become chametz. The only way to be shaved this dough is to keep the process moving. To go ahead, you pour the water. Okay, now go ahead, stir it, mix it, make it into matzahs, make the holes, get it into the oven. That gufa is the shmira. So l'chayra, we can learn very geshmak. Learn like the Michas Chenas Kasha. The l'chayra is no din asir l'shma matzah. The whole mitzvah is shmir l'shma. But b'shlas the tchina, b'shlas the ktsira, there's no reason why the ketzer or the teichin has to be the shemer. The ketzer and the teichin will do their job, and the shemer will make sure no water comes. Masha'enki, once the dough gets wet, the shemer is the one who's getting into the oven. He's preventing it from becoming chametz. It's the only way to prevent the dough from becoming chametz. So therefore, he's not being an oisel l'shma, he's being a shemer l'shma. He's being shemer l'shma. And the way he's being shemer is getting to the oven as quickly and as efficiently as he possibly can. So mel is very geshmak. Avada, even though ktsira and tchina might have to be l'shma, but the adin of that the mice has to be done on a day Yisrael Gadol, that's limited to the asiyas, which are from Lisha ve'elech.